is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Stephen Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do, but whatever it is you do at 11 o'clock, I'm so happy that you're doing that do with me. It's Friday in the month of July, and as promised, I have with me local Bahamian celebrityism, right? local Bahamian art history and stardom with me in studio this morning. But before I get started, I want to say that I am actively protesting COVID protocols at this point. And I will tell you why I'm doing it. It is beginning to look like apartheid behavior to me. I do not wish to live in a world where the presence of law enforcement makes people that are otherwise law-abiding citizens to scurry about like mice on a ship. That is not what I signed up for. It is not what I imagine the architects of our constitutional rights and privileges intended when they constructed that constitution. I do not believe that officers of the law ought to offend the citizens in the country for whom they are paid by those citizens to enact and engage the law. I detest and I protest the way in which the COVID protocols, particularly by the COVID unit in Nassau, is applying its practices. It reeks of apartheid behavior in my estimation. I'm not offending any of the COVID protocols. I am at a location where I am aptly spaced from any human that is not in my immediate circle, and I don't understand what would be the need to separate myself from a person that I either A, was with all day, or B, drove here in the same vehicle with. I also don't understand why these people have now started a COVID cavalry. All right, six COVID vehicles, four persons each, in my opinion and estimation, is excessivism, and it ought not be practiced. I think that you all bring a greater risk, or brought a greater risk, of the infection of COVID to the establishment that I frequented last night, and you know I'm a local community watering hole ambassador. when I went throughout the local community, checking out their watering holes to ensure that I take Bahamian currency and spend it in my local community so that the girl at the bar could be paid, so that BEC could be paid, so that the phone bill could be paid. When I am going about in my ambassadorial capacity, the last thing I intend to encounter is apartheid behavior from COVID police. And if you are here to enforce the COVID protocol, then I do not understand how did we get into doing so many other things. Why are we harassing business owners and asking about licenses? You come in, there was literally six people here, four of which were on the outside. Each of them in microcosms. So there is literally two people standing 100 feet from the other two people, all of which came either with one another or spent an exceptional amount of time in the company of each other. It is nonsense. It is hogwash. Mr. Commissioner of Police, I don't know why they gave you this thing to babysit, but I think you ought to re-strategize the way you do COVID executing its protocols, the COVID police, that is. And I also want to say that there is a grave disparity in the way that you all affect this policing. You see, because while I am a local community watering hole ambassador, I also have some friends that happen to be the who's who's. And I will say this, right? The way you all treat my friends in high places is awfully different from the way I continue to see you all treat my friends in low places. And I want to tell you that it is my friends in low places that matter the most to me. When I go to my friends in the West, I never run into the COVID police. Maybe I don't know COVID stops at Bacardi Road. I'm not sure. Maybe the science suggests it. I don't know. When I go to the uppity up outdoor places to eat and drink, where there is actually, in my opinion, far more people with the likelihood of spreading COVID or becoming susceptible to COVID, I never run into the COVID police. Ever, never, ever. Not even a half a time. And so I believe that it is classism being practiced. I believe that it is a societal sifting that you all are doing, and I detest it, and I protest it. And so the people of the COVID unit last night, because this is public radio, I want to say to you all, curse word, curse word, curse word. You all made me curse word, curse word, curse word. And I wish curse word, curse word, curse word, because I think you all are curse word, curse word, curse word. And you're lucky this is public radio, because otherwise than that, I would say curse word. Curse word. Curse word. That is where you all have law-abiding citizens now. And I'm not running from you all. My ID's in my pocket. Ask for it. Check it. Do a name search if you want. And then leave me the hell alone. I have my mask. You don't intend to see me wear that mask while I'm drinking this beer that I intend to drink. You are now invading my space, and I want you to leave me alone. The person here I talking to, as far as you concerned, that's my pair of soft hands. And she with me, leave me alone. Because anything she got, I probably got it last night. You could leave me alone now and jump back in the little car and speed off in an opposite direction. Because there is no rule. It is cringeworthy, you know, to watch you all. When you all come in certain places and you see certain faces and you disappear. Mm-hmm. Or you go to certain places, mm-hmm, and because they are in a different stratosphere or in the mesosphere, mm-hmm, of social class, you all disappear. Mm-hmm. I want it to stop. I feel like it is colorism. And I detest it and I protest it, because that is not what I imagine the architects of this great democracy intended in their design. And while we can't figure out things like who should be the citizenship of the child's birth, while we can't figure out whether the baby should be the daddy own or the mommy own, I think we ought to be able to figure out one thing. The fundamental right to movement is something that ought not be obstructed. And in the instances that we must obstruct them, we ought to hurriedly give them back to people at the earliest opportunity. And so, great God, King, you know I mean you, Mr. Minnis, it is time to let these people go. You're not God. You can't save their lives. You obviously lack in the ability to build capacity because the hospital is teeming, T-E-E-M-I-N-G, and you have done nothing to increase that capacity except for buy up a bunch of cars and hire up a bunch of people to oppress the poor. And the preamble of this constitution says that you nor any member of your cabinet nor any member of any COVID enforcement unit has the right to deprivate my life with hardship. And I don't know if you could see, but this nonsense now is becoming hardship. And I protest it and I detest it because it looks like apartheid to me. Here ends the scripture reading of the gospel according to Levin.
Amen.
That's not why we're here today, though. They run me hot. They run me hot.
No, but I agree wholeheartedly. Like, at some point, it has to stop. At some point.
And it is nonsense. If you are here in your capacity as COVID police, that sounds like a great deal of specificity to me. You have a job as the COVID enforcement unit.
Let's stay within the job description.
See if we passing out COVID here, and if we don't look at we passing out COVID, jump in your car and leave.
Keep it moving.
All of this, I need to check your name, and I need to do a name check, and I need to see the business license to see if it's valid. And the nonsense, nonsense. And masking it by letting them ride around with the police, not more nonsense. Because we who know that these people are reservists. And technically, this is not like a whole police. this is half a police, okay? This guy is probably a gardener in his real life. Let's not play with fundamental freedoms that way, man. I don't want to have somebody reach their hand up under my skirt of freedom and fondle me in that fashion. I detest it. But it's independence. It's the day before independence. We're supposed to be happy. You all hear her voice already. Nishi Ellis joins me in studio. The views and opinions expressed just now are that of my own and do not in any way affect my guests. So you all don't try to oppress her and don't give her no jobs now because she big time anyhow. I guess she been to Ix Island the other day. Nishi, what's going on?
Everything's great. Everything's well. Happy to be here once again.
Happy independence.
Same to you. Yeah. Same to you. And happy independence to the Bahamas 48 years.
I hear you've been moving about.
Yeah.
Talk right into that mic for me.
Moving around. Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Moving around, moving about, just spreading the goodness of Bahamian culture.
Oh yeah. How did you become such a hit in Turks Island? I mean, I've seen more videos from you in Turks Island over the last 2 weeks maybe than I've ever seen ever. Well, what's going on?
I don't know, but there's just something about persons appreciating you for your work outside of your home.
Uh-huh.
And the love just spread there, you know. People in the wonderful people of Turks and Caicos, they have a profound love and passion for Bahamian
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like it's insane as to how much they are seriously influenced by Bahamian music, and especially Bahamian music artists and Bahamian music. And so when Loose Me was released, it hit like wildfire.
No, that hot.
It hit like wildfire in Turks and Caicos, and the desire for me to come there and perform it live was real from the pandemic, because it would have been released in the heart of the pandemic.
Sure.
We had lockdowns and all of that stuff. And so, but I would have performed there before I even released Loose Me. They've been following me for quite some time.
Okay.
Even before I came out as Nishi Ellis officially in 2020. And so from I was doing my thing with Rhythm Band,
yeah,
I developed a fan base from persons in the Turks and Caicos. And so it's just been growing, and it's gotten to this point now where this last performance, I was the only artist showcased.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the headliner.
Yes.
Okay.
And the only one at that.
Okay.
And being backed by one of the local bands down there, you know, the love and the support from my people in Turks and Caicos. Listen, it's unlike any other, you know. And I really appreciate the opportunity that they gave me this past week in being able to showcase my talent over there. And I am looking forward to doing more things with them in the future, most definitely.
I had your colleague and compatriot in studio with me last week, Wendy Lewis, and I said to her that vocally, if you ask, Levan Miller, The Gospel According to Levan, you might, I'm going to write a book. It's going to be called The Gospel According to Levan. See, because I have this weird thing. This is completely sidebar. I have this weird thing that the Bible was written by men that were inspired. And I feel inspired all the time. So
right.
1,000 years from today, right, they may be looking to add some pages to the Bible. And how are they going to add my pages
if you didn't write them?
The Gospel of
Levan. You got to have it.
Yeah.
It must be done.
So I will work on that. But I told Wendy, she was here with me last week. I told her that vocally, I think you are, in my head, one of the top four female vocalists in this country.
Ha!
Yeah, easily, comfortably. Comfortably, I go through my mind. Comfortably, you are one of the top four vocalists, female vocalists in the Bahamas. You don't share that opinion? If I asked you right now, give me your top four female vocalists, what would you say?
My top four female vocalists?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Non-performers, non-entertainers, vocalists.
Boy.
What's happening? Now you're staring at me like a
dick. No, because like you don't want to be like that. That's such a funny position to be put in.
Well, the truth is the truth.
Well, the truth is the truth. Okay.
And the truth shall set people
free. I agree. You have, boy, listen, my girl, Carissa.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And we are debating that.
Yeah. No. It's Carissa.
We can debate that. I'm supposed to have her in here with me next week, Friday.
Phenomenal.
We're going to get past
phenomenal.
That.
And yes, definitely, Wendy, you have persons like Ali Akoli.
Uh-huh.
You have persons like Anya. She's pretty good as well. Angel Reckley. Excellent.
We can stop right there.
Excellent. And then you have a jazz singer, Anushka.
Uh-huh.
Anushka.
I have heard Anushka.
Yes.
I think she's a beautiful
vocalist.
I think she is. But you know, jazz does this thing where it kind of puts you in this range box, right? Because mm-hmm. you know, jazz is slow.
Not all the time.
Jazz is
not all the time. You have quite a bit of variation of jazz. You mm-hmm. could do a lot with jazz. In fact, I think the fact that there's no rules when it comes to jazz, mm-hmm. you know, so it's not all the time. But I understand where you're going with it. At least the jazz that's presented here in the country is more or less.
So my top four female vocalists, I say it unashamedly, right? Wendy Lewis, and that is because if you know Wendy, you know the girl has pipes.
Of course, Wendy, listen.
And then I have a natural proclivity. She happens to be the daughter of the sister of the man that is my daddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in a close, two-way second race would be you. And I'm still going to say Charissa because they tell me in school CH is CH. And I can't figure out how to make that right. But, you know, listen, I'll let her have it because
I knew I was right. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at
that.
I knew I was right.
In a close two-way race, I imagine that you and Carissa come in very tightly second behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other vocalist that I could think about that has the range, pitch, depth, flexibility, man, Angel Reckley.
Yeah.
Angel Reckley. I don't know why she's not a more prominent voice, but literally, like, that girl.
Yeah, she
I tell people, you may not like to hear Angel talk all the time.
And vastly overlooked.
You may not like to hear Angel talk all the time because she has a lisp. I think it's adorable. But she has a lisp.
Mm.
But man, when the girl said, if you ever hear her sing, you may never want to hear her speak again.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah,
she has a beautiful voice. I had the opportunity to work with her at a private gig. I think this would have been at Balmoral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Listen, when she opened up her mouth, that was like the first time I really got to hear her sing.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown.
Yeah. The girl could Baptist trade sing.
Yes.
She could sing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. So you came back from Turks and Caicos. You found yourself, I guess, in the middle of the disheartening information.
Yes.
That there would be no secular section for mm-hmm. the Independence Day parade. There was the whole protest. I see that the Minister of Culture, Iram Lewis, who I believe is asleep, has fixed it.
Yes.
So, all right, yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Iram
yes,
has saved the day.
Yes.
But what is that like for you as an artist, right? Where you realize that, I mean, man, internationally, people are calling my phone and trying to get me on a stage. Yet at home, It's a cat fight. How did that play out in your mind?
When I got that message, I was actually in Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. I woke up that morning and I checked my social media like I always do. And I was like, are you serious? First of all, let's go to the word secular. It's a term, believe it or not, used to demean artists of other genres here in the country. And this is where I have the issue with the word secular. Because my thing is, irregardless to the genre, Bahamian music is Bahamian music. And Bahamian culture is Bahamian culture, whether it's gospel or whether it's of a different genre. Because gospel is just, it's just that, a genre of music. And so to make it seem as if it's superior to other genres, like, this is where the war begins. And so, like, the word secular to me, I don't like it. I don't like it because...
Think it as like a negative
undertone. It is. And it's used in a negative undertone. You understand? And so for me, like, music is music. The message is still being made, whether it's done with gospel, whether it's done with jazz, whether it's done with rap or reggae, as long as it's, there's some level of originality as far as keeping it indigenous to the Bohemian culture, you know, that's all it needs to be said. So instead of saying, oh, gospel or secular, because really, no, there's no separation. It's all genres of music. So as a Bohemian artist, period.
But if your argument stands, then it sounds to me like, Mark's position was fair then, because Mark say, well, I mean, they Bahamian artists, they singing, and they Bahamians.
Now let's separate an artist from a singer or a vocalist.
Okay, sure.
Because there is a difference.
Okay,
a vocalist is someone that has the ability to sing,
right,
that has the ability to project music, and but the music is not original. It's not their own music. They didn't write it. They didn't produce it. They didn't create it. There was no creation. And that is what separates a vocalist from an artist.
Okay.
Now, you do have Bahamian artists, and I'm not taking from anyone that took part, because I'm sure the production is going to be a wonderful one. I'm sure, because they used the top as far as music, as far as production.
That's a big lineup.
Yes. But where is the culture? Where is the where's the originality? Where? And then you have Bahamian artists that are a part of this production, but they're not singing their music.
Well, they said they wanted what the team is, revive us again. So they wanted something that was a bit uplifting.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's always been a gospel segment, a part of the independence celebrations. We've never taken from that. And so this is not a gospel versus secular war we're battling. This is a complete eradication of the Bahamian culture. This is the battle we're fighting. So it has nothing to do with, us having an issue with those that took part or that are a part of it. It takes nothing from that, because they're excellent musicians, they're excellent artists, for those that are actual artists, and vocalists. We're not taking from that, but we need to understand that you're celebrating Bahamian independence, Bahamian independence. Revive us again. I love the theme. You could have incorporated Bahamian music as well. You have Bahamian gospel artists.
And you all been, and your all industry been dead the whole year. So that's a wonderful
thing. And this is what I'm saying. Thank you very much. And
prophetic.
Honestly, during the course of the pandemic, there was very little done for persons a part of the Orange community, for artists, for craftsmen, for sculptors, for Bahamian music artists, and other persons and other entities that make up the Orange community. There was very little done. And so for the independence production, this is something that was an automatic.
Yeah.
Because it should be specifically centered around Bahamian music, Bahamian culture, the showcase of what it is that it is to be Bahamian.
I had a grand aunt who used to say a lot of time that they just fanning about, right? So it seems to me like politicians in the Bahamas today are now all fanning about with this idea of the orange economy. They say it's like they sprinkle it on like glitter, right? Oh, we are going to focus on the orange economy. As somebody that is actively engaged in the orange economy, someone that is creating music, creating content, do you believe, feel, see, can you even conceptualize that anybody politically aligned, you know, and possibly looking for power politically in the country really has the interests of the orange economy at heart? Or do you think it is just one of those space fillers in a conversation?
Well, my thing is, let's start off with the fact that you're asking questions such as, what is Bahamian music? Okay, you're in the position where you're vastly responsible for. Yeah.
You could policy make.
Thank you very
what
much.
What minimum music ought to be like.
Let's focus on what it could be. Honestly,
maybe the policymaker should say, in order for your music to be considered Bahamian, right, here are the 15 things it must have. One fella in the background every 62 seconds must blow a conch shell. You know what I mean? Because but for policy...
The standard has to be set.
Yeah, but for policy, anything could be the rule, right?
Exactly. The standard has to be set. And honestly, I believe culture deserves its own ministry.
Mm-hmm.
With its own budget.
I have a better idea, I think. I think you could just tie it to the Ministry of Tourism and then they could fund it. And it will fund itself and then generate money to bring the tourists who will then fund the tourism and then... put it back into the culture, and then culture will generate the product.
However, it needs to be given its own platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it's going to really grow.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep putting it under the shadow of other things, you're going to see it consistently being tossed aside the way it is now.
You could also give it a good minister, because it ain't had a good minister.
Well, that too. Yeah. That too.
Yeah, okay. So the evolution of your music, as you yourself evolve as an artist... Loose Me, Let Me Go was a big hit. I always tell people, I don't know because I've never written a song. I tried twice. It wasn't good. But what I always notice about artists is artists want their first one to be a hit. I don't know if they ever want the first one to be the biggest hit because it's difficult to duplicate a big, big, big hit. Loose Me is massive. I imagine you shirk every time you think about having to create something at the magnitude of
Listen, music. I actually have a song that's in the process of being mixed and mastered now,
mm-hmm.
hopefully to be released by the end of this month, and I am dreading it.
Mm-hmm.
I am dreading it because will it hold a candle to it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And Bahamians ain't kind.
No,
so
me easy.
Like, girl, I know that girl couldn't make
it. Sure, exactly.
That's how she was sitting home all day with nothing to do. That's how come she's living.
You know, and it's gonna be scrutinized far more,
mm-hmm.
and on a higher wavelength than Loose Me, because now we're looking for it to be consistent. You come out the gate shooting, and now it just, you know, plateaus, and mm-hmm. and the plateau is what I dread. So anything coming out after this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be highly scrutinized, and I'm dreading it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, but I'm also very fearful right now.
Okay.
As to...
Who did you work with on this production?
His name is Phil.
Okay.
He's actually relatively new in the production field, but he really, really is so talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's so, so very, very talented. And it's currently in Freeport with Total Media Bahamas being mixed and mastered. Lisa over in Freeport, she's taking care of that one for me.
Okay.
So big ups to you, Lisa. Hi, if you're tuning in.
Who are some of the people in this industry you think you want to work with next? Like, I intend to bring Sweet Emily. She's going to probably be my anchor, right? That's my intention. So if you're listening to the show, Sweet Emily, I'm going to get in contact with you. And if you are a Sweet Emily fan, I'm looking at having her for the last Friday this month, right?
Okay.
And it is because I think Sweet Emily is the female vocalist that kind of kicked the door open. Like,
yes.
I know every single song on the Ronnie Butler Sweet Emily collaboration, right? And I thought it was magical. It was cool. As a matter of fact, when Sweet Emily said that she was leaving secular music, it was like Luther, like when Luther Vandross died for me. It was. I know every one of the songs. Yes, the time has come and gone
mm-hmm.
for me to feel this way. Hard for me to understand.
I'm happy every day.
I've been
waiting
for a
long, long time.
You
yes.
must believe it's true. I know the whole song.
Yes.
But then she kind of just faded off, and now she's come back with the recreation of Sweet Emily, and I don't know.
Guns are blazing.
But I think she's missed that golden collaboration window. Like, that was magical, right? That collaboration window was magic. Do you think maybe you have, like, some magical collaborations in you?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Who do you see as your what do they call them? Your ying twin or your yang twin musically?
Listen, I would say,
mm-hmm.
so, well, one person I would have definitely wanted to do some work with, that would have been Therese Hepburn.
Okay.
She is definitely someone that I would have wanted to liaison with and do some work with. I've been told many times, oh, you remind me so much of Therese.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me so much of Therese. Like, your energy on stage reminds me so much of Therese. And that would have been such an awesome collaboration.
Okay.
Had she been here. And So she would have definitely been one of my first persons that I would have said I wanted to work with. As far as artists now, new and old, Veronica Bishop.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I want to do something with her.
Mm.
Auntie Ronnie, I have to.
Okay.
I have to. I would love to want to do something with her. Benji.
Oh, yeah. Benji is the one that does soca.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Benji, Bohemian Tree.
I think Bohemian I met him today.
Listen to me. Yeah, I met that young man for the first time today. Mm-hmm. We had an interview earlier at IDLFM. And his knowledge, that young man just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
He blew me away and still was able to keep everything uniquely Bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that takes skill.
Mm-hmm.
That takes skill. And so I would love to do work with him.
I know, I would look around and what I see. One guy with a big dungy. Yeah.
Yes, I love him. I love him.
Like his music.
Yes, and I love his spirit and I love his passion for Bohemian music. He has a profound passion for Bohemian music. And so he would definitely be someone I would want to work with. Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to collab with Carissa.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians. Oh, D-Mac.
Okay.
I would definitely love to do some stuff with him because, like, the quality of music he puts out is just...
Who do you think would be, like, your Ronnie Butler to an Emily, though? I mean, although you must have a list of collaborations. Let me also say, I think I got a quote from Bohemian Trey now that I'm thinking about this. Don't go by gals. Let the gals go by you.
Sure.
Yeah. But who exactly do you think is your... You know, that linchpin, that thing that possibly is going to link you to the window of your greatest... Do you think you've reached your greatest musical...
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so who do you think is going to be like that linchpin maybe for you?
Believe it or not, Judah the Lion.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That should be good.
I'm telling you.
I can see that happening.
I'm telling you.
I can see that happening.
His vocals alone...
Mm.
You know, and the level and quality of the music that he produces is just bar none.
Mm.
And I was always impressed with his level of work. And he would definitely be something like a, you know, and it's the clash.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clash because the kind of music that he produces is not like what I bring forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a serious...
Mm.
A heavy one. I think that would be a heavy one for me.
You plan on doing any singing though? Like, I mean, you know, I told Wendy in here. I told her the other day. I said, you know, entertaining is one thing, right? Like I say it every day, every chance I get, I say it. There is no entertainer in the Bahamas, in the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas, that can outperform Lauren's role. I don't care if it's a band.
Period.
I don't care.
Period.
I don't care if they jump out a helicopter. I don't care what they do, right? Because Lawrence Roller then probably jump with the helicopter back first.
Sure.
And hit the ground. And roll over.
Yes.
And then faint and kick his legs.
Carry all the dirt. Yeah. All the dust.
So I still don't think you're going to be able to kind of beat Lawrence there.
I agree.
But among some of the better entertainers these days, we are actually finding people with voices. And so my question for you is, what are you going to do to your fans that actually know that, you know, Nishka sings? Not the people that know Nishi. The people that knows... That Nishka sings.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that girl would do some singing.
Yes.
Do you have anything in store for those people?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. I really do want persons to see that other side of me.
Mm-hmm.
The jazz Nishka, the classical Nishka, the R&B and soul Nishka.
Okay.
I try to incorporate it in my Reagan Scrape music as much as I could without it sounding too churchy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, I would really want to put... something out there or music like different. I plan to be versatile with my music.
Okay.
And I plan to, for those that look for that side of me. Yeah. I got some stuff in the trenches. I have some stuff. I'm working on some stuff.
So we could be singing.
Yeah. We like can be singing.
Like sad stuff.
Yeah. We got some sad stuff.
He broke my heart.
Yes. We got some sad stuff.
I keyed his car. I cut the seat. He said I went too far.
Yes. Okay. And you say you can't write songs.
I want to tell you that if you use that, I demand a 5%.
Say less.
Okay. Good. So there is something happening this weekend with you guys. I saw some flyers going around. What are you getting into this weekend?
This weekend is crazy busy for me. And I am eternally grateful for the opportunities provided to me. I tell you, while I was in Turks, my phone was ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And up to yesterday, I've been called in to do and be a part of certain events that are taking place. So we start on Sunday. I normally do my brunch thing, Studio mm-hmm. Cafe, and Traveler's Rest for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a double booking there. Monday is like showtime, Nishi, where it's strictly Bahamian music, strictly Bahamian culture.
Okay.
And so Showman Bistro is doing a thing
okay.
where they're every hour on the hour, a Bahamian artist is going to pop up.
That's big.
And perform
a
few of their tracks. No, they're okay. going to be backed by a DJ. So these artists are going to be performing to their tracks.
Okay.
But it's still going to be a pretty good show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have the likes of Shine and Wendy, Nehemiah Heald, Sweet Emily, Lady E, myself, and host of other artists that are going to be coming in from 2 p.m. straight to 10.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So every hour on the hour, you're going to have artists coming in, performing their stuff. So if you're looking for somewhere to go, Showman Bistro is definitely a spot
mm-hmm.
that you would want to check out, have dinner, and enjoy good Bahamian music from awesome Bahamian artists. Mm-hmm. I come on at 6. That's mm-hmm. my hour.
Okay.
And so if you're looking for me to perform, if you want to head out there, 6 o'clock is my time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm going to be there. And then I go down to A Taste of Nassau.
Okay.
And they're doing a Bahamian weekend thing as well, where you have two artists performing per night. So Saturday night, you have Sweet Emily and Elon Moxie.
Oh, mm-hmm, look what you did to
mm-hmm. me. And Ronnie. Sunday night, you have Lady E and... Oh, Father. Lady E and... I can tell you right now, I can pull up the flyer.
Do you know, I actually think Sweet Emily and Ronnie Butler, this is again on the side,
mm-hmm.
I think Sweet Emily and Ronnie Butler are the Bahamian equivalents to Beanie Man and Lady Saw. Do you remember that? Beanie Man.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I think they were the equivalent. I'm telling you, because I can't think about a greater Jamaican collaboration than the Beanie Man, Lady Saw, little ear
yes,
they had.
Agreed. I can't forget how you make me stretch to the
yeah.
ceiling.
And so I think that was a perfect collaboration. So I think that Ronnie Butler and Emily
yes.
are the Bahamian equivalent.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. That's a collaboration unlike any other.
Yeah, and it was magical. Let's read a couple of these text messages before we go to the break. Someone here says, sound like you got a $300 ticket. Listen to me. I don't mix my Greeks with Hassia. Yeah?
No.
The PM can't be God. He's too inglorious looking, and you people aren't kind. And he is deceiving us. He is a sadist and a fascist with it. He's hiding the global order by being a global puppet. Okay. Good morning. I have witnessed numerous times if these COVID police harass merchants, why are they even asking to see their business license?
That is a good question.
The job of the COVID police?
No, it's not. It's outside of their job description. It is.
Boy, come here.
It is.
And as long as the people let me spread in COVID.
It is.
Leave. Leave. It is. As a matter of fact, I think business owners ought to invite them to please leave the property that I pay taxes for right now because we're not breaking any COVID protocols. Go tell your God King he faces free men, yeah. Good morning, Levin and guests. Happy independence. People of all nationalities will always sing each other's song. In music, business songwriters expect this to happen. It is one of the ways that the artist receives an income
mm-hmm.
for their intellectual work. And I think that was one of the issues that our artists have, that listen, when you go on a stage and broadcast live to the world that you're singing the song of an artist, that don't be surprised when that artist pick up the phone and say, hey, cousin.
Hi.
Hey, cousin. Uncle.
I need a little thing.
Uncle.
I need that.
This is how you spell the name for the check, eh?
Sure.
Yes, I think that was one of the things. It says, yes, music and songs must be selected to fit the event, but let's not be dishonest. And pretend that when we hear the song stylings by artists throughout the world, it don't bring on the memories of the times of our lives. And we know it's not easy to shun reminiscing. That's what music and songs will do. This one here says, Mr. Miller, enjoying you and your guests. It's amazing how the theme Revive Us Again was created. Plenty talk, but we need to we need the revival culturally.
Yes.
For more. So, spiritually.
Yes.
When something needs to be revived, it means it's dead or unconscious. Which state are we in? Probably a state of unconsciousness. Mm. We spend an entire year with absolutely no form of entertainment at all. Great show as usual. I see you tired of protocols, which mean more than likely you will be out after 11 during independence. So I will send some sweet cream to South Beach Police Station and money for one Kong snack from Babu in advance. This here says, how come no artists want to collab with KB? I don't know if Nishi could answer that. We'll see. This also says, I see you... I read this already. As a justice of the peace, you know I am a justice of the peace. I try as best as I can to uphold Her Majesty's good peace, law, and order, as I have sworn to do when I took my oath of office. Consequently, I, as oft as I can, try to live in accordance with the laws of the Bahamas. And on the off chance that you may catch me outside after the curfew, it is because in my capacity as justice of the peace... I must go out and about to ensure that the Negro citizen population is adhering to the instructions of Her Majesty's Prime Minister and to be able to adequately inform the Prime Minister with access to the airwaves of the areas in which, and via my social media, to the areas of which he ought to deploy his commanders to put the assets that have been entrusted to both him and their care. So when I am out at 11 o'clock, it's because I want the commander of the Defense Force or the commissioner of police to know, in my capacity as Justice of the Peace, that I was able to traverse the entire Eastern Quadrant and I had not one time run into any of the Crown's assets, and we ought to now look at deploying the Crown's assets in this area.
Yes, yes.
I am not otherwise out there breaking a curfew. I want to make sure we make that abundantly clear.
Shall, I am essential and I would not waste my time.
Well, essentially, you're outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nishi Ellis is here. Let's see if we get some music before we go to break. Kermit, let's hear it. Let's hear the is it Loose Me? Is that
yes,
all we
yes.
have? Let's go to it.
Lose my mind, hit me, outside all day looking up in the same people face. No hair, no nails, no makeup. Wait, what are they trying to do?
When you really need to save big, you need to shop Super Value and Quality Supermarkets. Rainbow Spaghetti and Meatballs, 14.8-ounce can, 3 for $3.19. Promo's Peanut Butter, 18-ounce jar, $2.89. Amalanda Fresh Milk, 33.8-ounce size, $1.39. Green Peppers, $1.49 per pound. Chicken Leg Quarters, 10-pound bag, $1.09 per pound. Working hard every day to keep your prices down. That's Super Value and Quality Supermarkets.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
As a people, Bahamians are anxious about the future. Feeling down and out, unsure in these unprecedented times, we need to believe that love's coming back. Join us Tuesday, July 13th at 11 a.m. at lovescomingback.com for the virtual launch of Love's Coming Back, an inspiring new anthem from Grammy Award-winning founding member of the Eurythmics, songwriter, producer Dave Stewart, which will premiere globally at 12 noon. Presented by Bay Street Records, Bahamas National Trust, and BrylandAid.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
If you want to be a part of the conversation, you can give me a call, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. Now she's in the studio with me. You know her. She's Miss Loose Me and Let Me Out. I don't want to be inside this house no more.
No more. That's it. We outside.
And my mouth extra dry because, you know, I'm inside it. That's my favorite line right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. That's everybody's favorite line. Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning, Collie. You're on. Collie, there.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent, excellent show. Excellent. You know, I look at this independent saga thing here. When we got this document, a book, I thought it was something like when Christ gave these men some talent, you know, I give it to you now and I want you to go and improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
But our Constitution has not been even looked at by any, not been proved on. And it appears as though they just wanted to die. You know, they will come and celebrate, join a Junkanoo group with you and make you believe that they're part of you. But look, they didn't even have the Bahamians on the ceremony.
Yeah.
It's a foreign-minded group of people that we keep electing for the strange reason that they have never looked at the Constitution to improve it, to uplift what we call Bahamians. Because, you know, but prior to 1973, there was no such thing as Bahamians.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Growing. We should get rid of every party that has been around prior to that and not trying to push the Constitution and push the Bahamian. Let's send them a message. That's all.
Appreciate you, caller.
Thank you so much.
This text right here says, tell your guest she needs to do a collab with Vibes Cartel. Living how, who is your guest? That's a hard song. When she get loose, she can come with.
Was she, what?
She can come with me.
Oh, Lord.
This here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Would you kindly give me a call after the show? Okay. Thank you. I will. No problem. We have another call, Kermit. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on?
Yeah, Mr. Miller.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
and to your guests. Wonderful music.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes. Could you tell me why the secular part of the independence couldn't be Monday or one day next week?
I don't know. It's at the end of the month, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be at the end of the month. The government just approved a two-day show.
You satisfied with that?
No. I'm following it. Again, I told you before, I have zero... Mark Humes enjoys 0% of my confidence. I do not believe that he's capable of anything. As a matter of fact, I think he suffers from ineptitude in his capacity as the chairman.
Didn't even know there was a meeting.
Again, I think he suffers from ineptitude. Mark Humes, in his own resignation letter, said that if anyone told him that he would be in politics, he would laugh it off. I then cannot take him seriously.
Mark Humes didn't even know there was a meeting.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not here to castigate him. All I'm going to say is I'm not impressed, and
neither do I.
I'm not disappointed that I'm not impressed. I didn't intend to be impressed by him.
Yes, but for the secular part of what's happening, what they all should do, 48 of them, go tonight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to some of that good gospel, good old singing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And who knows, that concert that they're going to have, they can turn it into something that is so crime-free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something different, and the country could move on. I should hope Mr. Minister don't start his election campaign that night.
Well, listen, you never know. You know, maybe the spirit might move him.
But he is that deceptive, though. Anyhow, to God be the glory.
Great things he has done.
Amen.
So lovely the word that he gave us his son. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right. So, Nishi, you said you're working on some music. When can we expect that to drop?
Well, I'm hoping, like I said, it's in the process of being mixed and mastered now. Once that process is complete, then it's just a matter of getting it out there. So it will be released the minute it's done. Everything else, as far as the elements, vocals, everything has been completed. And so we're just fine-tuning and polishing her off and getting her ready.
This here says, I know a hit when I hear one. Loose Me is just that. A hit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's big.
Thank you so much.
Someone told me this morning, I've never heard that song. I said, where have you been?
For those that probably wouldn't have heard it by now are those that probably don't listen to the radio on a consistent basis.
Even if you could only speak sign language, you probably know Loose Me and Let Me Go. Like, I don't know what the sign language for it would
be. Oh, man.
But I imagine.
I think you give Loose Me a little bit too much credit. No, I really do.
It's a big song. I know trash when I see trash. But I also know good music when I hear good music. 325-4259, you can give me a call. I think we got about a second left. I saw the phone line, but it went dead. So, you say you're performing all weekend this week. Are you going to be a part of the thing at the end of the month? Are you in the lineup?
Yes, I'm in the lineup. In the lineup for this for the event. Not sure as to which night I'll be performing.
Okay.
But I have been selected as one of the artists so far. They're still collecting artists and organizing everything. But as far as the show itself, it's already planned.
Give us your socials before we get out of here.
My socials, NISHIE, capital L, capital S. That spells Nishi, LS. You can find me on just about everything. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. Yes, I'm on TikTok as well.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube, like, share, subscribe. Thank you so very much, everybody.
Mm-hmm. This says, I live in the West and everything you said is absolutely true. It is so unfair. Like you say, curse word. They don't listen to behavior music or nothing on the radio station. They play Loose Me consistently. You are very correct. Anyway, Nishi, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to seeing you perform. I look forward to your sad songs, right? He broke my heart. He went too far. I took my key. I keyed his car.
Yes.
So that have
gold,
to be in
there. You're giving me gold. That you're giving me gold.
Anyway, we going out to Nishi, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get to tell you all last week Friday, but this is Independence Weekend, so I got to tell you all this Friday. Man, it's Friday.
It
do
is.
Everything in your power to make sure you don't kill nobody.
Please, for God's sake, man.
Greater than that.
Especially on the road.
Greater than that. Do even more in your power to make sure nobody don't kill you.
Amen.
And if you do that, I'll see you back here on Monday. All right? Anyway, that's my time.
Tuesday. Monday's a holiday.
Let's see. Does God bring you here? God bring you here. I'm Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, everybody.
96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. I've got Nishi Ellis. But right after that,
Bye. The
news.
Let me go. Loose me. Let me go. This is killing me. That's what
is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau.